And now, a personal favourite of mine, stay right here for another instalment from Documentally.
Flying visit, this is. I've come to see Andrew White.
Andrew.
Hello there, how are you?
Yeah, very good. We've only really connected on the internet.
That's right, with this sort of newfangled virtual friend, you know, and it's we don't have words for these things yet, do we? We haven't kind of invented a language of people who have never met, who are, you know, sort of like, you know, kindred spirits sort of thing, but, you know, it's...
Yeah, that is, yeah, I don't know. I've never differentiated, to be honest. Initially, I used to say real world and online,
yes.
But because we do so much, and now I'm playing around with VR, I kind of see that my friend that I know from the internet,
yes,
probably,
it's
like... From Ipswich,
yes, exactly.
From the internet.
Yes.
Although I'm not sure if they have the internet in Ipswich. I've never been. Sorry.
I think it's a bit slow in...
Sorry if you're from Ipswich. Now, I do see some of the adventures you get up to. A lot of drones flying around your head as you gallivanting through fields. Is that fair to say, gallivanting?
That's pretty much, yeah. More bimbling, I would imagine, really.
Tell me about your TV series.
My TV series is called Walks Around Britain, and it's fairly unique because it's designed to be inspiring for people to get out to do walks. We only feature walks which are between 2 to 8 miles, so it's kind of the sort of thing that most people can get out to do. And it's also fairly unique on the basis, on the way that it's commissioned, in the fact that it isn't commissioned. It's self-funded, and it's funded with product placement.
I did not know that.
And we are then... syndicating that around lots of different outlets, so it's kind of like the Metro newspaper model for television.
So who sponsors your clothing?
It's clothing manufacturers, railway companies who want, you know, we do walks from railway stations and we go to them on the train.
And that's all totally transparent that this is happening?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all including with the, you know, Ofcom regulations and all that, you know, product placement logos at the start. It's all in there. It's all part of the way that the whole series works.
Do you wear your favourite outdoor jacket, or do you wear it because it's sponsored?
I don't have stuff that I wouldn't wear.
Yeah.
You know, so I have to be true. I wouldn't, you know, I've said that I won't take anything like, you know, single-use plastic water bottles.
Yeah, yeah. There's a certain responsibility as well,
yeah,
isn't there,
exactly.
To be more ethical, yeah. And not to make people go out en masse and go, yeah, and buy some crazy amount of...
So that's exciting because it's the way that you can then, you know, you can do something which is a very different way of production. You know, we're making things when we want to make it. We want to do stuff that, you know... A broadcaster would say, well, we want stuff in this area and that area and the other. We want to do things that aren't very popular, that aren't in areas that people think about going walking. You know, we could just make stuff in the Lake District or the Peak District or in Scotland. They're the honey traps. You know, you want to go to and show people that walking is available for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, so you do want to go to places where it's in the middle of a city and, you know, go walk along a canal for 2 miles. That's not very... traditional television.
No, totally.
But it's about trying to look at ways of making that work and saying, well, actually, what we're saying is not just walking is about big vistas or, you know, big mountains and going up to them and having a look. It's about stories. It's about history. It's about our heritage.
And there's so many on a story. Firstly, I must ask, is there a nail gun murder happening in your back garden?
That we're having artificial grass put down because we have four dogs.
Oh, lover of nature.
Yes. We have four dogs and we do a lot of dog training.
Oh.
And the grass that we had before, the real grass...
Yeah, it doesn't last with the wee and the chemical
all,
from the wee. And
So
how do you pick poo out of artificial grass?
You just lift it up.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
That simple. Yeah.
Oh, you're selling it. Mm. Not sponsored, are you? Artificial grass.
No, that would have been nice. That
would have been. Yeah. Is it irony?
You
are walking
very
through nature,
difficult.
Sponsored by an artificial grass company.
Very difficult to include them into the TV programme, though, with artificial grass.
There'll be a story. You can go, look at that poo. Look at how it's interwoven with the grass. Now, if that was artificial, like my garden back home, as supplied by, you can do it.
But that's the great thing is putting that product placement in a way that doesn't feel, you know, as you say, like, you know, like in the 3D world, you used to have all those things that used to come out in your head, didn't they? You know, oh, look, 3D, it's going out to your head. You know?
Oh, it's a can of pop.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, look, it's about not doing that because that turns people off. But I think it's about you know, being transparent and saying, look, this is the way that we make it work. We yeah. bring you this program in this way.
Yeah, in association
know.
With.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, so it goes around a lot of different broadcasters. It's in, it's shown in America, it's shown in New Zealand and Australia at the moment.
How would I find it? Well, I don't own a telly box.
You could find it online. It's on Amazon.
Ah,
it's on Amazon Prime.
I've got my Prime account.
Yes, it's also on Dance Knows History Hit TV.
Yeah.
And if you're travelling from A to B, it's on four. It's on the on board four railway companies, train operating companies on board entertainment services.
Ah, Virgin. So
you can, yeah, on Virgin Trains, you can get it on there.
Okay. I was always wondering what kind of content they've got on there.
Lots of different. It's about trying to get more, you know, different. Ways of accessing.
Oh, there's so many different screens now. I mean, yeah. games consoles are now, people are digesting yeah. a lot of content through that aren't games. So, yeah. Can I find you in VR yet?
Not yet, but that's what we think we're planning.
Top secret.
Planning. But the next stage is is working out how we can do UHD.
Yeah.
And making that work.
Ooh.
Which is that's tricky because
blemishes and all.
Yes.
Yeah,
but that's the epic landscapes
yes,
and, the good
yeah.
vistas.
Not for the close-ups.
Yeah,
stick maybe. With the Dallas lens.
We'll try and avoid that.
So, what kind of technology is in your kit bag when it comes for your? I imagine you're pretty light on your feet. It's not you
yes.
know trucks. It's
no.
more a bag.
It's yeah. We have we film normally on either DSLRs or we've just got a new Sony camera camcorder. Fixed lens, so that works really well. The Z150 that does UHD if we want it to.
Sponsored by?
No.
Oh, interesting.
Bought equipment. Yeah. A lightweight tripod and a Zoom H2N.
Do not old school. I
yeah.
do like the Zoom gear.
Yeah, good stuff for being able to do location recording.
Yeah.
So a tri-clip mic. You know.
You want the Zoom 1 for that, though, don't you? You don't need the big, massive. The Zoom 1N, check it out, brilliant
yeah,
imager.
Yeah, it's really good. That one. We've also got some Tascams that we're trying now as well because they're very good because they've got two recording levels.
Oh.
So you've got the. So when you're doing interviews
yes,
with people.
Got a backup file.
That's it. So you can do interviews with people and you don't have to be that concerned about what level
it's
you're
funny,
recording.
I was
at.
Looking at Tascam last night. I'm interested in taking two lav mics into one unit for a personal project of mine. Not many places that will
that's
do
very
two
tricky.
Tracks. They'll do two, yeah.
two inputs.
Yeah, yeah. two inputs into two separate files. But we'll see. I mean, so yeah, pretty.
So
pretty
all of that
attainable
then,
gear. What yeah. about your drone?
Drone, it's a DJI one.
Yep.
Although I never know which ones they are.
Yep.
And we use an Osmo as well.
And so how many people in the team?
Three.
Nice.
At the most.
Yeah. So person doing sound.
Yeah. Person doing camera. And me.
And you. Oh, yeah. That's nice. The golden
so
triangle.
It's lightweight.
Yeah.
It's just very easy to get on with. We're all in a team together, so we know how to make the program. The program is very formulaic, so we've got templates of how it goes about being able to make. And it's, you know, the first set of each part is 11 minutes. We have the first walk is roughly about 8 minutes 30. That depends on how long my links are at the beginning and end. I can alter that. And then the second walk in the second half is around 9 minutes 30.
Wow, so it makes it easy when it comes to the workflow for editing that way,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Where do you source your music from?
It's a chap called Josh Woodward on the internet.
Nice.
And I've just found, I can never remember the name of it.
Sound Bible?
Yes.
Yeah. Good so, for if you want the sound of a shotgun being
yeah.
cocked in the rain or something like that.
Yeah, we don't have much call for that.
No, but you never
know.
It's got it if you need it.
Yeah, yeah. So it's all about trying to do that sort of things. We have a Bible that we have. So we don't use our television ethos or television status
yeah.
to get to places that nobody else can get to. Mm-hmm. So we say that, you know, if there's a big tower and we walk past the big tower, if that tower's closed for everybody else, mm-hmm. we can't go in it.
Yep.
We don't try and get it opened.
You're just so mirroring
so
the accessibility
for
the public.
Yeah, so it's everything else that everybody else can do. You know, so we vary that on the basis that obviously the drone shots aren't things that people can do, but that shows that's what you do with
television.
Another
perspective,
anyway.
Yeah.
It's a different perspective, but generally speaking, we say that everything has to be done by everybody else.
So when you're not spilling stories into these TV type places, where else are you sharing stories should people want to find your podcast?
We do podcasts. So we do a monthly podcast, which is about, it's like a, I suppose it's a different, it's about a Countryfile magazine type walking program.
Where can that be found?
That's on Audioboom.
Audioboom. What's the name of it?
Walks Around Britain.
Walks Around Britain.
It's all branded.
All branded walks.
Around Britain. Social media tags have to be Walks Britain, because Walks Around Britain is too long.
Yeah.
So that's just a slight...
Walks Britain, okay, well that's irksome. Good to remember. So what's the furthest you walked in a day?
We do specials, which are an hour-long programme, which are medium distance, long distance walks, if you understand what I mean.
What is a long distance walk?
A long distance walk is like the Pennine Way, where you're going like 200 miles or something.
Yeah, not
like
in a day.
Obviously. Not in a day. But a medium distance one is around about 100 miles, which people can do in a sort of about 5 or 6 days.
Yeah.
See? And what we decided to do was, if we're doing walks which are between 2 to 8 miles, we were eventually going to get to a point where people fall off the brand.
Yeah.
So we thought, if we did stuff that is, then people who get to sort of the 8 miles and the 7 miles and are happy about doing those longer distance, they might want to do a multi-day walk.
Yeah.
And if we do those sort of about sort of 50, 60, 100 miles, then that people could be keep interested.
This is like a how it works for your particular setup. It's fascinating stuff. Drop a URL in so people can...
walksaroundbritain.co.uk.
Good job you got that one. Andrew, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Documentally.